Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show, the DL Link show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination here on 101.9 Chai FM. How are you? How are you doing? How has your day been? You know, with all the mayhem, the trauma, the loss, the shock, I don't know what other words to possibly use to describe the past few months since the 7th of October, the world turning upside down, the constant stress and worry. The Jerusalem Marathon has kind of come and, you know, we haven't given it too much time, unfortunately, but we are going to be crossing over to Israel a little bit later because there are some people who still wanted to run the Jerusalem Marathon, representing the DL Link, doing it in, as you know, the most powerful way. So we're going to be talking about the Jerusalem Marathon just very quickly. It's happening tomorrow, the 8th of March. I just can't believe it. And, you know, very inspiring that people, this is still something people are doing with so much hope and with so much meaning. We've got such a fascinating show lined up for you. You know, the most incredible research has been done here in South Africa. It's game changing when it comes to treatment, specifically for cervical cancer. But we're talking about a kind of a treatment that will be used in other cancers as well. We're going to be talking to a doctor who has been trialing it for the last 9 years, has won awards. Just incredible. This is coming out of South Africa. And then we're going to be chatting to Dr. D, and we're going to be looking at how to manage all the stress and the turmoil and the everyday things that we have to get through just to get through the day. So it's really going to be jam-packed full of interesting stuff, inspiring stuff, informative stuff. So just a reminder that if ever you do have to tune out for a while, of course, every week the show is podcast and you can find it on the Chai FM website. But first, our first guest, Dr. Carrie Ann Minnar, who's a PhD doctor from Wits Donald Gordon Medical Center University. You know, cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer in women globally. And in sub-Saharan Africa, it's the leading cause of female cancer, with 11,000 South African women getting it every year, of whom about half pass away due to the historic cost and complexity of treatments. And so the question has been, how can this be overcome to promote medical inclusion for more of Africa's women? And Dr. Carrie Ann Minnar and her team are finding a way. Dr. Minnar, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon, Nikki. Thank you very much for having me. What an honor.
Well, I have to say it's an honor. It's so exciting to hear, you know, that this kind of the research is happening in South Africa. I mean, as I said, this has been a 9-year trial, the successes and how this can change the treatment for so many people in these low to middle income countries. So let's talk about what it is you've been researching, what it is that you've been looking for in terms of treating cervical cancer.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So first of all, like you said, cervical cancer is quite a prevalent cancer in women. But important to note is that more than 80% of cases and deaths from cervical cancer occur in low to middle income countries. And the problem with that is treatments are not as available in these settings as they are in Europe and other settings, for example. So where we have most of the cases, we don't have the best treatment. And we have a high mortality rate as a result. So ladies are diagnosed at a late stage in disease. And especially in sub-Saharan Africa, we have a high prevalence of HIV infection, which also worsens the prognosis for these women. So we were really looking for a technology or a technique or treatment that could improve the outcomes, but without, and this is important, without changing the toxicity profile or increasing the costs. So we looked at this technology, hypothermia. It's been around for a few decades. And hypothermia involves heating up a tumor, and this increases the blood flow to the tumor, which increases the oxygen to the tumor. And radiation is far more effective when it can cause a lot more damage when there's more oxygen in the tumor. Unfortunately, a lot of the technologies that we use to heat the tumors are very expensive and complex. But this technique called modulated electrohypothermia was developed in 2006, released in the European market. And we decided then to take it up and combine it with the radiation to see if we could indeed improve the outcomes of these women in our very difficult setting and compare it to the other technologies, which are much more costly around the world. So that's what we did. We took 210 women, divided them into two groups. One group we treated with the standard of care treatment, chemotherapy and radiotherapy, and the other group we added this novel heating technique to, and we followed them up for 5 years after treatment. And
and amazing. So what were the findings?
Well, so we will be delivering the findings in May at a conference, an oncology conference in Europe called ESTRO. But what I can say is that we have more than doubled the five-year disease-free survival. And very importantly, when we did our analysis, and we've published this already at 3 years, we showed that because we increased the three-year disease-free survival so significantly, almost tripled it, in fact, that we were able to save both state and private settings. We ran a model and we showed we could save state or private because fewer people would be coming back with recurrences and requiring repeat treatment.
I mean, it's really unbelievable. Those are unbelievable results. So let's just break it down a bit, because you said it very importantly, it was without changing, were you saying toxicity levels and costs?
Yes.
You wanted to use this modulated electrohypothermia to see how that would improve the response to the retreatment and the length of time that people would be in remission or would be well, or am I correct? Is that what you said?
Yes, 100%.
Amazing. Yes. So you mentioned these machines coming out of Europe being very expensive. So just explain how using those machines didn't change that cost. You said that was important to you and in the beginning, because we're looking at countries where people, you know, the mortality rate is higher in these low to middle income countries. So how did you overcome that?
Yeah, so some of the heating technologies, I mean, there's some very fancy devices out there, and they're integrated with MRIs so that you can see where the patient is being heated up during the treatment. And it's really fancy, but it's also very expensive.
Yeah.
It's a few million euros to purchase the machine. And that means that translates into a high treatment cost. So we're looking at over 3,000 euros per treatment, and you have to have a team of specialists administering the treatment. And that's not feasible in our setting, as fancy and fun as it would be. We don't have the resources, the staff, or the facilities for that, or the funding. So in order to overcome that, this modulated electrohypothermia was actually developed in Hungary. And it uses 13.56 megahertz radio frequencies. So that's very, very low. And that makes it very, very safe and very easy to administer. And it works off a modulated field, which is able to selectively heat up the tumor. And this makes it safe, so we're not damaging the healthy tissue. Only one person needs to administer the treatment. And the device can literally sit in your office. It doesn't need any shielding or specialized preparation or recovery time.
How is it administered?
The patient lies on a bed, and the bed has an electrode in the bed. And then we have an adjustable electrode that's placed over the region where the tumor is. So it's not invasive at all. We place the adjustable electrode on the patient, and the patient lies, depending where the tumor is, for cervix, the patient lies for an hour, and the electrode would be over the pelvic region. And it's really, it's comfortable. It's a water mattress on top of the electrode, so the patient is very comfortable. And we'll play some music or put on some TV and let the patient relax a bit for an hour while we treat them.
So there's no pain. They don't even know they're comfortable, about an hour. And mm-hmm. is it after the tumor is then heated up, do they then go for like the radiotherapy after that?
Yes, correct. Immediately.
Okay. Immediately after.
Yes, they have a half-hour window to get onto the LINAC, which is the machine that delivers radiation.
Wow, that is just unbelievable. So you're talking about, here we're looking at cervical cancer. I mean, that's mm-hmm. been your study. But if mm-hmm. you can move this adjustable electrode, I mean, and we look at certain cancers where you use a lot of the radiotherapy. I mean, I'm thinking about a brain tumor, for example, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it's difficult for you to answer because that's not your research at the moment. But do you see a future where people would be able to use this hypothermia, you know, on lots of tumors around the body?
Absolutely. So there's various indications, and a lot of them have been studied on these more complex devices internationally. This is the first hypothermia trial to be done in our setting, and the first large trial like this on this particular technique, although there's plenty early studies, phase one, phase two studies on this technique, lots of safety studies on brain tumors using this technique. So our plan is to start larger studies on other areas, and brain was one of them. Interesting that you mentioned that. But yes, brain is definitely one of them. And what we need to show is the same results using this technology, which our current trial has shown that this technology is as good, in fact, potentially even better because of the cost effectiveness as the more complex technologies. So there's no reason why we shouldn't expect the application to other tumors to be as successful.
Wow. I mean, you must be so delighted with these results. I know you say that you're waiting for May, and obviously you're holding back on certain findings, but I mean, it is phenomenal. As you've said, your words, you know, there's a potential paradigm shift in the way we approach cervical cancer treatments, which is phenomenal. I know that the European Society for Therapeutic Radiation and Oncology has already recognized your work. And in 2021, you won the CTRO Young Investigator Award for the results presented in your cervical cancer study. So this is, I mean, it's really, really incredible. And I mean, and I'm a layman, but I mean, I can just see moving forward that if anyone's going to be going for radiotherapy, that this would be the new way you do it. You sit comfortably on the bed, you have your adjustable electrode put on wherever the treatment is. So it's the preparation and to improve the efficacy of the treatment. And I've put it very, very simply, but I mean, it's really incredibly encouraging, incredibly encouraging. So where to from here?
Well, so first of all, yes, we are very excited, and I'm thrilled to hear your enthusiasm. I must just warn that not every single tumor will be responsive to this. We work specifically, this technology works specifically on your more aggressive tumors, your rapidly growing tumors, because it requires tumors that are very highly metabolic. Or metabolically active. So we work a lot with your recurrent tumors, residual tumors, and more aggressive tumors. So where to from here is, I suppose, more research on all these various tumors that I've just mentioned, and more awareness and getting the treatment out there.
Well, I want to thank you for coming onto the show, for sharing this hypothermia trial, this 9-year trial that's been going on, this incredible result so far. And it, as I said, it really is so encouraging to hear. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Mina. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much, Nikki. It's been an honor.
And thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Dr. Carrie Ann Minna, a PhD doctor from Wits Donald Gordon Medical Center University, and she's just successfully completed this first of its kind multi-year research study in South Africa, and it really could bring hope to millions of women. And as Dr. Minna said, now looking at other tumors, using this hypothermia, this kind of treatment, heating up the tumor so it's far more receptive, which is just, I mean, I love that we can talk about these findings, these innovations, and bring them to you, because, you know, we all need to know what's happening. And I just, Wow, I'm blown away. Incredible. So many good things coming out of South Africa, right? We can focus on the negative, but look at this. Phenomenal.